2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 14. Day 1. Outline. Roman number 1. We can experience, enjoy, and express Christ as our emancipator by the law of the Spirit of life. Capital A. The enjoyment of the law of the Spirit of life in Romans 8 ushers us into the reality of the body of Christ in Romans 12. This law operates within us as we live in the body and for the body. Capital B. Every life has a law and even is a law. God's life is the highest life, and the law of this life is the highest law. Capital C. The triune God has been processed through incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension to become the law of the Spirit of life installed in our spirit as a scientific law, an automatic principle. This is one of the biggest discoveries, even recoveries, in God's economy. Capital D. The law of the Spirit of life is the spontaneous power of the divine life. It is the natural characteristic and the innate, automatic function of the divine life. Capital E. While we remain in the touch with the Lord, staying in contact with the Lord, the law of the Spirit of life works automatically, spontaneously, and effortlessly. Number 1. We need to cease from our own struggling and striving. Small a. If we have not seen that sin is a law and that our will can never overcome this law, we are trapped in Romans 7, we will never arrive at Romans 8. Small b. Paul willed again and again, but the result was only repeated failure. The best that a man can do is to make resolutions. Small c. When sin is dormant within us, it is merely sin, but when it is aroused in us by our willing to do the good, it becomes the evil. I find then the law with me who wills to do the good, because the evil is present with me. Small d. Instead of willing, we should set our mind on the Spirit and walk according to the Spirit. Number 2. We need to cooperate with the indwelling, installed, automatic, and inner operating God by prayer and by having a spirit of dependence, thus maintaining our fellowship with the Lord of life and the Lord of work. Number 3. We need to care for the sense of life in our spirit to remain in the fellowship of life, the flowing of the divine life, for the operation of the law of the Spirit of life. This is the end of today's outline.